Armor by John Stakely, continued. Disc 11. Chapter 5. I had to get him out, and I had to go in there with him to do it. Holly knew what I had done. I doubted he would talk to me at all if he had any choice. I had decided not to give him one. I stood up, ignoring my wobbly gait, and fell jumped off the roof onto the soft ground below. I picked myself up about halfway, then had to sit down again. Vertigo. I had to blink my eyes several times before they would focus right. Damn. I didn't have time for a concussion. I stood up slowly the second time and stayed up. I scanned the dark outlines of the trees before me. I could almost feel the commandos wandering through them. Too much weaponry and not enough targets. It would have to be the bridge route. Borglund was sure to have them guarded, but anything was better than crowded woods. I started off at an easy trot down along the outer perimeter of the maze toward the river. The jumbled stacks of hovels looming over me were still silent and still. The city looked empty, or beaten, or both. Eerie. Where were the Crusaders? I had to slow down to a walk for a while to give my head a fighting chance. Fat lot of good to Holly if I conked again. Damn Holly, I thought suddenly. What the hell was he doing? He had a plan, of course. A plan. There had to be one. Something suitable for a spindly, over-romantic would-be hero to pull out at the last second, no doubt. Something the evil villain would never suspect. Or probably, in the case of Borglund, notice. I had to get in there. I tried trotting again. It worked after a fashion. Faster, anyway. So, I had to get in there and make Holly see me, make him tell me the grand scheme, make him see it wouldn't work, plus make him leave with me. All in half an hour. I tripped on something and slid down on my butt. It hurt like hell. I reached back around and pulled out the culprit. I had landed on the comm vid. I was rearing back to throw it against the side of a shack when it spoke to me in Laya's voice.
Oh, please, darling, she was saying. It can't do anybody any good if you get killed.
She sounded awful. Her voice was hoarse, barely above a whisper. Despair and worry and fear and exhaustion from them all trembled within it. Then the screen flickered to life with her face, and I saw it was even worse than it sounded. I hit a key. Laya, this is Jack. She perked up.
Jack? Jack, where are you?
Outside the city. Her eyes got wide.
The city? But, oh, Jack, you've got to help Holly. He's in the dome all alone, and he won't come out, and they're going to blow it up in just a few minutes, and he won't answer me.
I'm going there now. Is he really in there alone?
Yes, she sobbed. He's locked himself in. Jack, the defense screens are down. He'll be killed.